Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C.
Si, senor.
We're in a dimly lit room, deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications Compound. It's Friday, so we got a daiquiri blender going, as we always do, in the studio, making multi-flavored daiquiris. But today, on a Friday, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Nine berobed sages, the Supreme Court of the United States.
Nine berobed sages.
Yes, sir. Allegedly.
It's an entity. So is our general manager. Or are we talking about all of individuals?
Interestingly enough, I've noticed this watching
There's
British shows.
There's the daiquiri machine. Yep, cranking up the daiquiris.
Yeah. We got to order a quieter blender. They exist. Anyway, they say in Britain, they say the team are on the field. In the U.S., we'd say the team is on the field. The team takes the field.
Huh. Big finish, Michaels. I'm half drunk already. By the way, if you make smoothies and stuff at home and you don't have a Ninja blender,
it's one of
the greatest advances. I've been making smoothies for decades, and your old blender, God, it was a battle every day.
And you'd wear the thing out in 2.5 weeks making smoothies.
Yeah, you had to buy a lot of blenders, which is expensive, and they could not grind up the frozen strawberries. The Ninja, of course, the downside of the Ninja is you get within an inch of that blade and you're bleeding. That thing is a razor blade.
Well, it's a freaking Ninja. Back off.
But how are you supposed to wash the damn thing? When I pull that out of the thing, I hold it like this.
Oh, I know.
And rinse it off because I touched it one time and sliced myself open.
Oy vey.
Yeah.
You know, we got to reach out to Eric, the world's greatest agent. We ought to endorse the Ninja blender. We both love it.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's so the way it comes apart, so easy to clean. Yeah, I could endorse the Ninja blender. I get nothing for this. I'm just helping your life out. You want to make daiquiris or fruit smoothies? You know, whether you're a health nut or an alcoholic, it's a perfect way to make some sort of blended fruity ice drink.
Or a healthy alcoholic. Come on.
That's right. That's right. I used to do both.
I'd have a conscious drunk.
I'd have a healthy smoothie in the morning and then, you know, maybe blend up something with a little grown-up juice in it later in the day.
Hi, I'm Joe Getty, health conscious drunk. And I recommend the Ninja Blender.
Ah, boy. How y'all doing? Friday, huh? What? I'm flying
just
this week. I'm flying Sunday night and Wednesday, and I'm wondering if those flights will happen on time or at all.
Canceled!
Exactly.
Delayed!
Well, the flight I'm taking Sunday night, if it's delayed, I might be out of luck, because it's like one of the last flights of the day. So, anyway.
Uh-oh. There's a great piece making the rounds from a flight attendant about flying right now. It's just terrific. I've looked into it. I've vetted it. It's full of great advice. We'll share that. And one of the pieces of advice is take the earliest flight. Doesn't matter if you got to get up at 3 a.m. Trust me on this. Take the early flight.
Well, how about this, though? So I could have flown out early on Monday, but I decided, you know, I'm going to take a later flight on Sunday. Hope I make that, but if I don't, then I can fly out early on Monday. Mm-hmm. That was my theory.
Sure, good theory.
But I've never in my life had to plan like that, like with the assumption that the flights won't happen. Most of my life, I think like most people, you just assume the flight will happen, and you're shocked when it doesn't. But I think we're headed toward a, you kind of expect it to be at least delayed world.
Well, yeah, and we will get to this thing that I'm talking about this hour, because I think a lot of us want to hear it and need to hear it. But I'll tell you one more tidbit from it. You need to completely readjust the way you look at layovers. Mm. The 45-minute layover, tight, but I think we can make it. No, forget it. Don't do that anymore.
Really?
She says, yeah.
Oh, my God. So you got to schedule long layovers just to have a buffer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Enjoy your $9 piece of toast with some ham on it. Sitting in those uncomfortable chairs, staring at CNN.
At least you don't have to have your stinking mask on anymore.
True that. Let's start this show officially. A couple of headlines we ought to mention after that. You know, it is Friday, June the 20th. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. On this Friday, June the 24th, the year 2022, we're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin then officially, according to FCC rules and regulations. Here we go at Mark.
And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets.
That is the increasingly dopey governor of New York, Ms. Hochul, who's really ringing up quite a record of saying ridiculous things in the last couple of days.
Yeah. So she's talking about the Supreme Court ruling on the whole gun thing yesterday.
Nine berobed sages.
Yes. And acting like the whole, what did they mean? Does that language apply to modern weaponry? Acting like that hasn't been discussed to death over the, and you can disagree, but acting like it's, you know, hey, have you ever thought of this? At the time, they had muskets. Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Well, that's an interesting wrinkle. That is exactly what people have been arguing about for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the low-information voters. You can sway them with bull duty.
Yeah, apparently. I see that, I don't even like this headline, but you know what I've learned over the years, among other things, is not doing the headlines doesn't make the story go away. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Ukraine has ordered troops to withdraw from the eastern city of, I can't pronounce it, giving Russia basically the town, the area, because it's over there.
Mm-hmm.
As Russia continues to gain ground.
Yeah, Severodonetsk, and they're thinking of retreating from its sister city, which has much more defensible high ground, but they're thinking we're not going to spend all our troops here because they'll just get pummeled to death eventually anyway.
God help the people that are still there.
Yeah.
Because we know what happens in the other towns. Absolutely amazing. As the world's attention drifts away from this story, I hope the weapons are still coming in, or they're going to get the right weapons, or whatever's going to need to happen, but more on that coming up a little bit later. Some January 6th stuff, including some texts. I know we got emails, too, of people that are angry with our coverage of the January 6th thing that we probably should address on some level.
Sure.
To be nice and fair and everything like that. How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's quite good. Plus, we have clips of the week in moments.
What?
Yes.
Clips of the week?
Yes.
That's just fantastic. I believe there's some economic news that's coming out this hour also that we can jump into when we get in. I'm sure it'll be another kick in the gonads.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gonads.
It'll be a kick in the gonads and a knee in the throat, whatever it is. I'm sure it is.
Gee-mitty.
Huh? I know. It's violent.
What the heck? Too much violent imagery. This is like the movies and TV. There's too much violence. I don't like it.
The economy has us down, and it's kicking us like Robert De Niro in The Irishman with its stiff legs.
Like an 80-year-old, because he is.
So we got all that stuff on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's maddening that those of us who were saying this at the time were right and being ignored. But I guess I should just be happy that the world is starting to wake up to this. The Atlantic, with their major piece that I hope gets lots of attention. The biggest disruption in the history of American education, going through all the damage done by the shutdown of the school and how nobody else in the world did it the way we did it. The way it was even worse for poor kids, of course.
Of course.
All these things that we knew, some of us. Anyway, more on that later.
Yeah, unbelievable. So we have your freedom-loving quote of the day, mailbag coming up. But first, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
3, 2, 1,
let go. Yeesh.
These are the days of yeesh.
So spicy times.
Absolutely shocking.
The law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure.
President Biden called for a 3-month gas tax holiday today.
We're arguing over a gimmick to save you half a tank of gas.
You okay, Mr. President?
Are you okay, Mr. President?
Yeah.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
My best guess is that a recession is ahead.
As of tonight, the only group that continues to enthusiastically support Joe Biden is college-educated white voters in urban areas, particularly middle-aged women with unhappy personal lives.
I hope we're not managing just the destruction of Ukraine.
Knowing that black people in America were not free for 400 years of slavery.
And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets.
I said, Mr. President, within 24, 48, 72 hours, you could have hundreds and hundreds of resignations of the leadership of your entire Justice Department.
I do think that what we're seeing is made for TV. What you haven't seen is any cross-examination.
Hey, I passed McCain. Look at I passed McCain right here.
Today, the governing body for World Swimming voted to restrict the participation of transgender athletes in women's events.
More than 1,700 flights canceled nationwide on Thursday.
I've never met a Latinx. I've never met a BIPOC. It's bizarre. Nobody talks that way at the barbershop, but that's how we talk now. So that's weird.
Because if someone named Deep Throat called the paper today, this crew of emotional hemophiliacs would have an anxiety attack. And
oh! Get the hammer, Russ.
Introducing KFC Finger Sporks.
He's a 9-4's open toe football.
I just want to say thank you all, and as always, f*** everybody else. I love y'all.
The best in show winner is the Bloodhound.
I had missed yesterday the enthusiasm of the people cheering when they named the Bloodhound.
And Bloodhound aficionados there.
I guess so. Yeah, I hated that French bulldog. Boo!
Boo! Le bulldog. Normally a cow amuses me and I look forward to it every week. Today it depressed me for some reason.
All right.
I don't know. It's a combination of things, but we don't have time for that. My mental health is, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
These are ugly times.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Really ugly.
And the reason I think it's a big deal, as I was saying yesterday, I think we're still swinging toward the ugly side of the pendulum.
I don't think there's any doubt of that.
Right.
Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Today from John Milton. Give me the liberty to know, to utter, and to argue freely according to conscience above all liberties.
There you go.
It's the one that the left wants to shut down.
What?
That's because it's the most important one.
Oh, come on.
Especially in the citadels of learning. This bitter irony of bitter irony.
Who are you quoting there?
John Milton.
Okay.
The Milton and Milton Bradley. No, gotcha. I don't know. He's an author, right?
I don't know.
There's too many people.
There are too many people, too many names.
You can't memorize everybody.
No, you can't. Who could?
All right, hang on a second. He's an author. All right, I'll look it up. You look it up. I don't care. Here's your mailbag. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com is the email address.
I feel like there's a thread of nihilism going through the show today.
I just have a bit of a I'm on the losing side feeling.
Okay.
John Milton was an English poet who did his thing in the 1600s.
Matt Milton, okay.
Yeah, poet and intellectual. A civil servant as well. He wrote at a time of religious flux and political upheaval, as I recall.
Milton of Paradise Lost? Is that
That's
his big
the
yeah.
one?
Yeah, that one. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of great artists, this is Joe from San Ho. He and his wife, like many folks, went to see Top Gun Maverick and just loved it.
Mm.
Loved it. Appreciated Tom Cruise opens the movie out of character by saying, "Hey, folks, thanks for coming out to the movie theaters. It's great to see everybody again."
Yeah.
You know, doing this ritual of Americana.
I understand Tom Cruise still looks dreamy at 60.
Oh, no doubt. Glad you enjoyed that. By contrast, the woke Buzz Lightyear movie is a semi-flop. More info on that to come.
Okay.
Aaron, day one listener, writes, moved from California to Vermont briefly, now own a home in New York. I called the local police in New York before moving to not accidentally run afoul of state gun laws. My husband, a Marine Corps veteran with no criminal record, has to surrender our handgun to the state troopers and wait 6 to 8 months for a permit to keep it in our home. The AR-15 is fine unless it's illegally modified. We left it locked up in Vermont with family. Liberal Vermont has 76% gun ownership and almost no gun crimes. I don't trust New York to return our handgun. They make it impossible to be legal.
Mm.
Yeah, that's something. Well, not so much anymore, although how quickly those laws change and how quickly they're implemented on the ground is anybody's guess. I'll bet Tim Sandifer can help us understand that. I'm going to ask him that question, how quickly events will move. We'll talk to him at the dawn of hour two, if you can stay tuned or just grab the podcast later, about the Supreme Court decision, the reaction to it, what it means, that sort of deal. Reno Joe with a great note on muskets, the ridiculous musket quote from the governor of New York, which we've played a couple of times. Heard the B-team governor in New York carping about the SCOTUS decision, etc., among other stupid things she said. When the Constitution was written, they only had muskets, etc. If the founders had known about the weapons that we have today, they would have never written the Second Amendment, is the other thing she said. I'm calling BS. The issue isn't muskets anymore. Then the First Amendment, only applies to newspapers produced on a hand-operated printing press. The issue is ordinary citizens owned weapons that were equivalent to what the military used. Grandpa Biden said you couldn't buy a cannon in those days. Quite the opposite. Many cannons were bought by rich guys who wanted to attain a leadership position in the militia. The founders preferred an armed citizenry that rather than a standing army.
It's kind of funny to get a leadership. You know why we should? Hey, let's put Jim in charge. How come? Why? He's kind of an idiot. Yeah, but he's got his own cannon. Oh, yeah. Sure, you can be boss.
George is a great leader. I mean, really disciplined. Jim has a cannon. If we still had a militia today, it would probably be a lot like what the Swiss have. Enlisted men are actually issued a full auto assault weapon kept at home. Amazingly, they have almost zero gun crime.
Well, that's fine, and I agree with his point of view, but other people don't. What bothers me is that the governor of New York acting like that's not a conversation that has been had to death, you know, because she's just playing to the least educated on this topic, and politicians have to quit playing to the dumbest.
That would help, but good luck achieving that. Speaking of battles we're going to lose. By the way, you don't need a time machine, guys. Just got a copy of the Federalist Papers. They knew people would debate their intent, so they compiled a bunch of articles explaining exactly what they meant. So I will dive back into the Federalist Papers. It's been a while.
So new suggestions for navigating the world of flying, you say?
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Look forward to that, because if you're going to fly, it's going to be weird this year. Stay tuned.
Armstrong. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
America's oldest Harley dealer,
Faro Harley Davidson.
Hundreds of motorcycles at two locations.
Faro North at I-71 in Sunbury. Faro East at I-70 in Bryce Road.
Faro Harley Davidson. Get your bike, let's ride.
Hundreds of Harleys at FaroHD.com. It's the 2023 model year in sale at Faro Harley Davidson. It's motorcycle mayhem. The all-new 2024 Road Glide and Street Glide are here now at Faro Harley Davidson. Hundreds of Harleys at FaroHD.com.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You guys hear about this? Toyota is recalling all of their new electric SUVs because there's a risk that all the wheels are falling off while being driven. Toyota told the owners, drop off your car to be fixed. And the owner's like, how about, can you come to us? I mean, what? You have no wheels on the... Right now, there's a Toyota factory worker who's like, oh, that's what those 50,000 bolts are for. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
You hate to have the wheels fall off your electric Toyota.
Oh, boy. Just to continue the conversation we were having off the air, we were discussing whether there's any point in talking about certain things because... I mean, for instance, if you believe Bill Gates is trying to put a chip in people through the vaccine, I mean, there's no chance I can reason you out of that. It's like, you know, in the 25 years we've been, how long have we, doesn't matter. In the many, many years we've been doing this, I've come up with maybe half a dozen truly memorable thoughts and ideas, which as a ratio per year is really pretty poor. But one of them is the principle that if you look over your back fence, and I wish I'd come up with a less disgusting metaphor.
You could alter it. It's not.
I can't come up with an alternative that's as good.
All right.
Maybe I'll work on it. But for now, if you look over your back fence and your neighbor is on his hands and knees eating his dog's poo, there's no point in saying, hey, Steve, it's unhealthy and unsanitary to eat your dog's poo. He's too crazy. So, you know, there's some things that are kind of being discussed these days. You can't convince anybody that off of their point of view because their point of view is nuts. So is there any point?
Gotcha.
I don't know. Anyway,
Oh, and I would like to point out, as we just had an emailer, I think this is what they were saying, that it is clear in some of the writings of the Founding Fathers in the Federalist Papers what the Second Amendment means. I have read multiple books on this topic. It is not clear.
No.
I know I'm probably on your side of the interpretation I think is correct. But to say it is clear if you just read this, I think is an overstatement.
No, I don't think they said that. He didn't say that. He just said you don't need a time machine because what they meant is there in the Federalist Papers. That's not to say it's not confusing. It's just there. Anyway, moving along. Information. This is a number of people have sent us this same piece of journalism. It is from a flight attendant, and I thought it was very interesting, particularly since Judy and I and or our offspring are flying back and forth across the country at various times this summer and fall.
Thousands and thousands of flights being canceled, mostly because they don't have enough employees, particularly pilots.
Mm-hmm.
Many more thousands delayed. That's just the way it's going to be all summer long.
Actually, one of our trips, and I haven't really officially announced this because why would I? But one of our trips is because our eldest, Caitlin, is getting married.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's major news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Major news.
Yeah.
And
so anyway.
And you're invited. So that's cool.
I am invited, as a matter of fact. I'd better be. I'm playing a significant role in the proceedings. Cha-ching! Anyway, so getting back to flying. Flying this summer is rough. I feel like as a flight attendant, I should attempt to share some tips to get you through airline travel for the foreseeable future. Things are not good. If it's less than 7 hours, drive. I'm not kidding. There's nothing enjoyable about flying right now. On any airline, if you must fly, keep reading.
That has been my rule of thumb more or less my whole life anyway. But that's interesting hearing that from somebody in the airline industry.
Yeah, you can set your own hour limit, but that sounds about right to me. Two, download and use the app of the airline you're flying. I do that all the time. Well, I have them all. You can do everything on it. Get your boarding pass, track your bag, see the incoming plane, change of flight. It sure beats waiting in the long line to talk to an agent. Trust me, usually these apps will tell you a flight is canceled before the crew even knows.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I mean, I use the app, but I didn't know I got the information faster than they did. That's something.
Point number three, and we will absolutely post this at armstrongandgetty.com right after this segment. Three, fly much earlier than you need to, a whole day early if it's important. This week she saw many people miss important things like weddings, funerals, cruises, international connections, and graduations. The tears were very real for very real reasons, and there was nothing I could do. If you have to be somewhere, spend the extra money, go a day early. Have a glass of wine, stay in a hotel, enjoy your night not being stressed while everybody else misses their events.
That is lovely advice if you can afford it, or if you can get another day or two off. That's a heck of a thing.
Yeah. Always fly the first flight in the morning so you don't, so you have all day to be rebooked if the S hits the fan. Yes, that means it might be a 3 o'clock alarm, but morning flights don't cancel nearly as often.
Interesting. You didn't know that. Oh, I suppose that's because, that hasn't built up the mess all across the country.
Yeah. It's exactly like having a later afternoon appointment at your doctor's office. Mm. Your appointment time is a hilarious fiction. Let's see. Five, this is not unique to this year, but keep in mind summer is thunderstorm season. A single storm can shut down a whole airport. We can't fly through them. Storms usually build as the day gets later. So another reason to book early flights. Six, schedule long layovers. Your 1 hour layover is not enough anymore. 30 minutes, not a chance. 3 hours minimum.
Oh, my God. This is a nightmare. So what you're asking me to do to try to go to Denver for a wedding is just... You got to rethink whether you need to be there. If I have to take an extra day or two off, as if everybody's got unlimited vacation, and spend another day or two in a hotel, as if anybody's got, and allow for 3 hour layovers, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. Keep in mind, this is not some sort of busybody telling you how to live your life. This is somebody saying, this is what it takes to get where you're going when you need to get there and consider whether you want to get there at all or fly. Let's see. What you see on the news is an understatement. We are short-staffed and overworked, not just pilots and flight attendants, but also ground crews. Without ground crews, no one to park the planes, drive jetways, get your bags, on and off planes, scan boarding passes. This causes many delays that snowball throughout the day, sometimes hours. 8, when flight crews get delayed, we time out. We cannot fly longer than 16 hours. It's illegal. So it doesn't matter if you have a wedding to get to. We are done when we are done. The way things are now, there are no backup crews. So when this happens, your flight cancels. Now you're starting to see why those morning flights are best. 9, avoid connecting in Newark or any New York airport for that matter. It is literal hell. You have a 50-50 chance your flight will cancel or miss your connection. They've been canceling flights at their starting points just to keep the planes out because there aren't enough people to manage the planes, so the gates stay full. Also, the restaurants are expensive. It's not a great place to be stuck. Then she says, be nice. Everybody's overworked and tired. No one cares that you're going to miss your crew if you're an a-hole. So even if we can help, we will save our help for someone nice. Tensions are high. Our patience is gone. If you make us mad, you will not be flying on our planes.
Wow.
Let's see. Don't be drunk on an airplane. It's a federal offense.
Whatever.
Get trip insurance.
That one's hilarious.
Let's see. Get trip insurance if you have a lot of money invested. I hate the whole idea of this, this person writes, as do I. I despise the idea of trip insurance, but I also hate the idea of losing money. Example, I was working a flight yesterday that waited over an hour for a gate. A family of 8 missed their flight to Rome, the only flight of the day. They were going to a cruise, which they would now miss.
Oh,
they were all crying. There was nothing I could do.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks. Oof.
Flights, another tip. Flights are full. If you buy the cheap seats, you will not be able to sit with your family. It says so when you purchase your ticket. Flight attendants aren't there to rearrange the whole plane so you can sit with your family because you tried to save $100 on a third-party website. Let's see.
This is all adding up to a very, very expensive little trip you're taking. If you add a day and a hotel and buying the more expensive tickets, wow, that's a commitment.
Oh, some of these are funny, too. Do we have time? Yeah, we do. Good. Speaking of third-party websites saving money, like I said, flights are full. If a flight is oversold, no one volunteers to give up their seat. Who do you think is the first to be bumped? You guessed it. The family that saved a few bucks using sites like Expedia, Kayak, Hotwire, etc. Pack smart, use a carry-on that'll fit, etc. Bring a sweater if you tend to be cold. I'm so tired of half-naked girls asking me to turn the heat up. No, wear clothes.
That's a good one. The 19-year-old college girl in the tank top, short shorts, and flip-flops who's cold. Yeah, you're cold. You're half-naked.
Right. Side note, if you dress like this and ask for heat, there's a chance I will turn the AC up. I love this. That's not water on the bathroom floor. For the love of God, wear shoes to the bathroom.
Ooh. Ew.
And tip 19, don't tell a flight attendant they look tired. We are, and we know. You may cause us to ugly cry right there in the galley. And 20, happy travels.
You look tired.
Oh, Lord. Nobody wants to hear that ever. So we'll post that at armstrongandgetty.com so you can peruse it and gasp and think, oh, my God, do I want to go anywhere?
Yeah, I don't know how many people can do the suggestions. I get why the suggestions make sense. I just don't know how many people can actually implement that. Most of my life, I wouldn't have been able to take an extra day off, spend another night in a hotel.
Well, you know, she's talking about if it's a big thing that you cannot miss. So obviously, although it's funny, I just read an article about a 20-something gal who's going to 16 weddings this year has already or something like that. So, yeah, that gets a little bad. But, yeah, like for Kate's wedding, we're going to fly up a day early, partly to be helpful, but partly just to make 100% sure no matter what sort of human weather, whatever poo storm might erupt, we're going to be there.
They put you on a Zoom call. They set the phone in the chair and your face is there and you're kind of looking at it would work.
Sure, I'll cry on my iPad a little bit and wipe it off. Sure, that's perfect.
Oh, boy, that's something to look forward to. And if you get stranded or have a terrible airline experience, of course, we want to hear it. You can always text us at 415-295-KFTC.
I wonder if my hot, salty, fatherly tears would cut through the finger goo on my iPad, because it's impossible to clean thoroughly.
Tim Sandifer wrote a piece for the Goldwater Institute, where he works, says Supreme Court upholds self-defense rights. He's going to tell us about that to kick off hour 2. I hope you can stick around for that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Transform your tax refund into clear, comfortable vision thanks to LASIK. Make yourself and your vision a priority. Act now to gain freedom from glasses and contacts. Start enjoying the benefits of LASIK almost immediately after this safe and quick procedure. Take the first step. Schedule a complimentary LASIK consultation with the experts at Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery. Learn more about LASIK at revisioneyes.com.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Don't say a word. I can't think of many things I want to talk about less than January 6th right now, but feels like it needs to happen. As it is a big news story for whatever reasons that the people giving you the news have on any given day. But we have been getting some texts like this and wanted to pass it along. We got this yesterday from longtime listener Sam, who signed his name, which I appreciate. That's when you know somebody is serious about their concerns. Mm-hmm. And actually put their name on there. Enjoyed listening to you guys every morning. Even started listening to the podcast after moving out of the Bay Area. But your unwavering support for the January 6th committee is troubling, and the way you dismiss critics of your opinion is stupid and dopey is downright disrespectful and lazy. Guess I expected a bit more from you. You've just lost a listener, and I hope others will follow suit. Thanks, Sam.
Well, thanks for the note, Sam. The whole stupid and dopey thing, I would have to know specifically what he's talking about to comment on that. And Sam, my gripe with your note would be the idea that it's unwavering support of the committee. I mean, we both criticized it harshly.
I haven't watched a second of it, so.
I had to turn it off the other day because you know who is holding the reins and bringing the quest for truth and justice to the American people? Adam effing Schiff.
Right.
Which is a disgusting joke. I mean, he's one of the most irredeemable congenital liars in the history of American politics. So there's a lot about the hearings that's just terrible.
While I fully believe that Trump legitimately lost and that was one of the worst days in our history, and that's the worst thing a president has ever done, I fully believe that. Having Adam Schiff up there lecturing me about what is right and what is wrong is disgusting.
Oh, it is. It's terrible. Yeah, the testimony yesterday about Trump trying to get the Justice Department to sign on to, hey, the election was tainted even though they said it wasn't, And he said, hey, just write the letter, then we'll figure it out. That's not good. We can't have that happen. And yes, the hearings are one-sided. There's no cross-examination. It's highly, highly flawed. I agree completely. Both are true.
Although the cross-examination, it's almost all Trump people that are testifying.
Right.
So cross-examining people that were on Trump's side and voted for Trump, I mean, maybe there'd be some new stuff there, but I don't know that there'd be much.
Right. Yeah.
And more yesterday of more people who held firm who were in the Justice Department. It's nice to know that there are people in our government who aren't going to go tribal just because it's their tribe. They got into the Justice Department to look at things and decide what they think is right and wrong and mm-hmm. stick with it, which is, and I didn't know that still happened.
Yeah, one of the, just very briefly, because there are three things I want to squeeze in before the end of the segment. Number one, we beg your patience, because the nature of this job is we can't do the whole thing every time we bring something up. We would be able to touch on so few stories when we'd rather just, you know, do a bunch of stuff and talk about a bunch of stuff. So Sam almost certainly heard a segment where we were more about what the hearings revealed than the flaws of it. But again, we can't do the whole enchilada every time something comes up. So have a little patience, unless you actually think we're lunatics or like this one angry guy thinks we're angling for a job on MSNBC, which is a hilarious notion. Anyway, sometimes we have to leave some stuff out. But, you know, if you want to listen, listen. If you don't, don't. Secondly, you got this note from Ben in the Bay Area. He says, I agree secure elections are important, but at this point, better election laws won't make a bit of difference. Claims by Clinton in 2016, Trump in 2020 never had a basis, in fact, in the first place. So election laws that ensure ballot security, I'm summarizing here.
That cow may be out of the barn.
Won't help that much.
That cow may be out of the barn, and that's troubling.
Well, I will tell you this, Ben. I agree with you. I kind of agree with you, but I disagree in the most important way, which is the extent to which you can have suspicions about ballot security because our systems are so fast and loose. Like California has thousands and thousands and thousands of mail-in ballots, and they get counted weeks and weeks after the election, and all of a sudden the results change. That sows the seeds of suspicion or fertilizes the soil so that the seeds of suspicion grow. We've got to have 100% ballot security. It's incredibly important. Secondly,
if you think this is a right-wing thing, wait till Ron DeSantis wins a close election in 2024.
Right, right, exactly. Do we have a minute left, Michael? Okay, great. The idea that Trump questioning the election is somehow a new thing is absurd and denies reality. Play us clip 27, Michael. This is, by the way, a one-minute digest of a 12-minute-long tape that goes just like this.
And you can have the election stolen from you.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have precedent who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is illegitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
But there absolutely is a cloud of illegitimacy.
So that legitimacy is in question, yes.
So that was a very tainted election. And in that sense, it's illegitimate.
Why do you think the president is going to such great lengths to essentially prove that he beat you?
Because he knows he didn't. He knows he's an illegitimate president.
Was that Hillary there at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She's featured several times.
Wow.
Some of the biggest names in government and media are in that montage. And I wish you could see it so you could see who's speaking. But again, it goes on for 12 minutes.
What percentage of the country believes Trump was legitimately elected and then Biden was legitimately elected? What's the percentage on that? I wonder. Anyway, you got enough of a crowd on both sides that if another close election in 2024, you're going to have a giant chunk of people that believe it was stolen again.
Right. Right. With what result? Who knows?
Yeah, no kidding. If you miss an hour of this show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Tim Sandifer talk about the gun ruling. Hour 2.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.